Continuing with the Lachos of Pedicha, good morning. We left off touching on this idea that very small crumbs are not significant and we don't have to worry about them. So I'd like to clarify this point a little more, that there are a few exceptions to this rule. Number one, any place where there's a makom machila, when it comes to this idea that terumah are not significant, there's only regards to the Isser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yemotzei. But regards to the issue of achila, any size is going to be problematic. So any place which is a place where people are eating, it would be an area where potentially, if these crumbs would be around, they would get into your could get into your food. So we're going to have to be much more careful and to make sure to remove those crumbs, that they shouldn't be able to get into your food. That includes not only the kitchen and the dining room areas where people eat, but if a person would like to bring a sefer to the table, it's a sefer which he has used during the year on the table, it's very possible there are crumbs in the sefer, so it would be, a person should be careful not to bring that sefer to the table without either having cleaned it beforehand, or he would bring it in such a way that there's no concern of any crumbs jumping out of the sefer into your food. Pockets, well, we'll see later on the halacha of pockets, but the pockets of clothing that you'll be wearing during Pesach, potentially you're putting your hands in your pocket, maybe there's crumbs there, a person should clean out those pockets to remove any crumbs which are there. The second scenario where pirurim are significant, there's a halacha called siruv kli. So we spoke about the concern of maybe the crumbs will come together. So similarly, there's a halacha if the pieces of chametz are together in a kli, the kli is mitzarif together into the shear of chiyuv. So a person wants to know, do they have to check their chairs, which they use in the dining room, something of that sort, where there's a good possibility that an amount of chametz has gathered there over the year. So those are things you would have to clean, and you would have to be boedek to make sure that they don't have any chametz there. Now, I do want to point out, the last point over here is that this opinion that we're saying is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And he understands that there's not a chiyuv bedika on pirurim. There is opinions which disagree with that. The Chayadim and actually the Chofetz Chaim does not talk about it in Mishnah Berura, but in a sefer that he wrote called Machane Yisrael, he does seem to understand there's a chiyuv bedika even for a little pirurim. So if you know of somebody who's machmer on that, you do not need to tell them that what they're doing is incorrect and that they're being over machmer, because there definitely are shitas which are machmer, that even in those type of things, there is a requirement of the process of bedika and then eventually beer. There were small amounts of for pirurim, for even small crumbs. Okay, moving on to the next step of halachas, we're going to talk about what places are archived in this process of bedika and then beer. We want to point out, as an introduction to that question, that the idea of bedika, it has some elements which are unique. I understand that I can't have chametz in my possession. Maybe that should only apply to the chametz that I'm aware of. So why are we chayav to do bedika to see maybe there is chametz? I understand the chametz that I have, I must get rid of. So we have a halacha. We find this in other areas of bedika, like checking for bugs, something of that sort, checking for shatnez. We have rules when we have to check. When is it something which is considered, there's some high probability that there's a problem, there's a medium probability, or there's a very low probability. Are these chiyuvim on a Torah level, the chiyuvim on a derabbanan level? So that is a discussion which we do not want to get in right now. But we do find in other areas of halacha that I can't just say it's probably okay, don't worry about it, I have a chiyuv to check. So since people in general use chametz throughout the year, and it goes to many different places in your house, many times without you even realizing it, so therefore Chazal mechayev us to make sure that we check the house as well before we do beer, to make see if we can find any chametz which is there. And this is all part of our chiyuv to be careful about the isur b'yiroa b'yimotzei. If this is a chiyuv on a Torah level or the rabbanon, possibly in areas which are high probability, it would be a Torah level chiyuv to check. And areas which are on a medium level of probability or a low level of probability, we do not need to check on a Torah level. It only be meter abonon that a person has a chiyuv to check those areas. And some areas are so uncommon that we're not chiyuv to check at all. So we will talk about some different types of areas, when we have to check or not. The second issue in regards to when we have to check or not is certain places that even if there's a possibility of chometz is there, and it's a good possibility, it's totally inaccessible, and I can't get to it. So Chazal weren't mechayev me to do extraordinary efforts to get to it. So there I can just rely on the process of bittul, especially with the way we understood that the concern of coming to eat it is very minimal, because I can't get to it anyway. And over there, the idea of bittul, something which I probably can't get, it's hard to get, is going to be more probable and truthful that I really mean it. So therefore we rely on bittul and we don't have machai v'dika. So we have two types of areas that we're going to exclude, areas where the probability is very small that there's going to be chometz, and areas where the chometz is going to be inaccessible. Both of those areas we rely on bittul, or nothing at all, no need at all, as opposed to areas which we have to do chiyuv v'dika and beer. Have a good day.